Starting today and continuing every Saturday, radio station WNTR in Silver Spring, Maryland will present a program called Curtain Up. For the next 13 weeks, this program will feature musicals in which great stars made their debut in musical comedy. The host of that program spends more time on the bench than in the balcony. He is Judge David Harfeld, who works with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in Washington, D.C. We were allowed to hear a bit of a sneak preview of his program when we spoke with Judge Harfeld earlier this week, before his actual debut on the radio.
Hi, I'm David Harfeld, and today and in the weeks to come, we're going to be listening to some exciting scores from the musical theater.
Is it easy being on the radio?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is, Scott. It's great fun, and it's a lot easier than presiding on the bench.
Now, you have a 550 album collection.
That's correct. And it represents, as far as I know, every commercially recorded original cast album of an on-Broadway, an off-Broadway, and a London show. As far as I know, it is a complete collection.
Well, first cut we would like to hear is with the actress Julie Harris, who we had on this program a few weeks ago. She appeared, albeit briefly, in a briefly appearing musical called Skyscraper. And I remember we tried to find the album for it, and we couldn't. We weren't even certain there was an album. But you have it, and now we're going to hear Julie Harris singing from Skyscraper.
Everybody has the right to be wrong, at least once. Everybody has the right to be dunce, like, once, like.
She's very good.
Of course she is. All that stage training, the dramatic theater training, gives her, and I think any other dramatic actor or actress, the confidence to go into a musical and, as long as you can carry a tune, do it with right timing, with affection, with authority. And Julie Harris was nominated that year, 1965, for a Tony, Best Actress in a Musical. She lost out to Angela Lansbury in Mame, but Harris was nominated for a Tony Award.
As we've noted, the first 13 weeks of your program are going to be devoted to the musical debuts of people you never knew were in musical comedy before. Bette Davis, Glenn Close. Let's listen, though, to Vivian Leigh, who appeared in what show?
Tovarich. 1963. She not only was nominated, but won the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical, and she beat out Georgia Brown in Oliver, and that's some beating out.
He's the only one who can make me laugh, and the only one who makes me cry.
I must tell you that the producers tried to get her for a year and a half. Finally, she relented. Mm-hmm. What Vivian Leigh brings to the part, I think, is extraordinary stage presence and in a voice that's got to be five octaves lower than Marlena Dietrich.
Oh, yeah, a voice that has to be five octaves lower than Bob Edwards.
That's right.
This is a woman with an extremely unexpectedly deep voice. Certainly doesn't sound like Scarlett O'Hara to me.
Let me say, I have taught musical theater for 16 years. And what I teach is how to listen to an original cast recording. Mm-hmm. And then I do the musical signature of composer by composer, where chronologically we listen to the shows of the composer, and I teach the class what makes a Stephen Sondheim song or score, what makes a Gershwin song or score.
I understand we have a special treat in store if we listen to Bette Davis.
If you love Bette Davis, this is a real treat, because here's Bette Davis singing music by Vernon Duke and lyrics by Ogden Nash, his only major Broadway show.
I didn't know he ever did Broadway shows. Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, this is the only one, and it was a review in 1952 with a title, Just Turn Me Loose on Broadway.
Just turn me loose on Broadway under a neon moon. Give me some jokes and a corny routine. Give me a popular tune to wobble.
I don't know what the proper reaction is to that song, Judge Harfeld.
The proper reaction is to say, bravo, Bette. What a gutsy woman to go from the dramatic stage and sock it across as a musical comedy star.
You are donating copies of your extraordinary record collection at the Library of Congress, as I understand.
We're under negotiations. It means I would have to give up my entire collection. I'm somewhat reluctant to give it up now because I'm still collecting. And many of my records are now totally out of print. They'll never be reproduced because the master tapes, unfortunately, by the record companies were destroyed.
The oldest album in your collection is a 1924 recording of Primrose, a musical by George and Ira Gershwin, which was produced in London. That never opened in the United States, did it?
No, it was written to be produced in London. I don't know why it was never brought here. And that's interesting because in 1924, George Gershwin did Rhapsody in Blue. And late in 1924, after Primrose, he composed Lady Be Good.
All right, let's hear a little bit of Primrose if we can.
You'll love it.
That song is 65 years old now, and what do you hear in it?
I hear all the wonderful, chromatic, jazzy rhythms that really were the hallmark of George Gershwin's songwriting, and how wonderful that the British were able to preserve this in a 1924 recording.
Did anyone sit down and teach you how to be on the radio? Give you a few pointers?
Absolutely not. Mark Fisher, the manager of WNTR, talked to me for just perhaps 10 minutes and then said, go for it, and did not show up at all for my first show. I think that's extraordinary faith and encouragement, but I must tell you, doing the first show, the engineer did tell me, you didn't say one or you know.
Our engineers here can't say that.
I'm not sure I've ever done that on the bench, but No, I've never had any radio training at all. And I must say that your microphones and your extraordinarily sophisticated and elegant studio is a little intimidating, but I felt very comfortable in talking to you, Scott.
Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you, Scott, very much.
And have a good time doing the program. Judge David Harfeld, who begins a new program today on WNTR in Silver Spring, Maryland, called Curtain Up.
Give me four boys to dance with hoofers who twist and twirl. Just turn me loose on old Broadway as a musical comedy. No melodramedy, musical comedy, girl!